Eyes, place your feet flat on the floor. Straighten up your spines. Let's take in three deep cleansing breaths together. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Once again, deeply in and slowly out. Continue your rhythmic breathing and let us acknowledge the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit active in our lives and affairs, our nation and our world. And we decree our oneness with this power as we each have been made in the image and likeness of God. Each of us a child of God, each of us an heir to God's kingdom. Take another deep breath in. And slowly exhale. Relax your neck and shoulders. Allow the chair to totally support you. This is our time of communion. A time of knowing and giving thanks for. A time to be in the now. Without worry or fear for the future. God will take care of you. You are a child of light. Weeping may linger for the night, but joy comes in the morning. When I'm sad, I may think that there's nothing I can do to help myself. Remembering a loss or grief from the past, I may find many reasons to continue being sad. But God created me for joy, and I know in my heart that if I quit dwelling on what is making me sad, the feeling of sadness will eventually go away. Why? Because I have the Spirit of God within me. It is in my nature to express the joy of spirit. I have the Spirit of God within me, and it is in my nature to express the joy of spirit. So even in the midst of sadness, I can find relief. Just as the light of day surely follows the night, morning will dawn in my life. My faith is in a life that is eternal and in the wonder of joy of that life which God has created for me. We are all children of light. And as the psalm says, weeping may linger for the night, but joy comes in the morning. We thank you, Great Spirit, that we are here today to honor you and to lift ourselves up to a higher place, to remember who we are, expressions of you, expressions of love and light. We are grateful for this moment. It is like a refueling. And when we leave here today, we will take all that we have heard and try to incorporate it into our daily lives in a practicing way. So in preparation for this, let us take that journey to the secret place of the Most High, our place of peace, love, joy, and faith. A place that we may enter into at any time, as this place exists in consciousness. We reach the door, and as we do, we get a feeling that before we can enter in, we must release and let go. Release the things that are not serving us, Let go of any habits, emotions, and mental thoughts that do not serve us. We step through the door, we take a seat, and we feel that love and that light come over us. This is the Holy Spirit, the expression of God, letting us know that all is well. All is well with my soul. So during this quiet time, feel free to pray and receive answers to your prayers and to be still. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you've heard our prayers and you've answered them as you always do. Help us to remember, to be kind, to speak words of love, and to practice your presence each and every day. For all the gifts that we receive, we are thankful, and we say thank you in the name and nature of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen.